Signals to watch, a bet that could be wrong, and what the week leaves behind. The consensus hardening around Apple's AI-first chip strategy, the M7 jump, the neural engine investment, the inference-oriented architecture, is worth stress testing. The counter-argument begins with a question. What happens if on-device AI inference turns out to be less important than cloud-side model capability? The models that matter most may be too large and too rapidly evolving to run on consumer hardware for the foreseeable future, in which case the consumer hardware battle is being fought on the wrong front. The historical parallel is the early 2010s marketing of local storage capacity, more gigabytes, faster drives, right up until streaming and cloud sync made local storage largely irrelevant for most consumer use cases. For Apple's M7 bet to be wrong, several conditions would need to hold simultaneously. That the models consumers actually care about remain too large for on-device deployment at acceptable accuracy. That connectivity stays ubiquitous and fast enough that cloud latency is not meaningful friction. And that consumers remain comfortable enough with cloud-side AI processing that privacy concerns do not drive preference for local inference. None of those assumptions is unreasonable. They describe today's reality fairly well. The signals worth watching include Apple's own usage data on which Apple Intelligence features are actually being used versus merely enabled, and whether competing platforms that did not make the same inference hardware investment deliver AI experiences that users notice and prefer in daily use rather than only in benchmarks. The week's broader picture, the Herculaneum scroll, the open source defense letter, the papers please, internet debate, the sub-nanometer chip milestone, the AI attribution disputes, traces a through line about infrastructure, credit, and legibility. The past is becoming more readable through tools built to analyze the present. The infrastructure that makes modern digital life possible remains sustained by communities whose labor is under-acknowledged and increasingly legally exposed. And the identity verification momentum building in legislatures around the world will continue generating consequential implementation battles through the remainder of 2026 and into 2027. A prior forecast on this program noted that companies with heavy electric vehicle exposure could face significant losses if adoption slowed. Several EV-focused manufacturers have since reported stock declines and downward revisions to growth projections as adoption in key markets came in below earlier estimates. A prediction that defense stocks would benefit from current tensions played out initially, but energy stocks proved more mixed than anticipated as supply disruptions were offset by demand destruction from economic slowdown concerns. The direction was correct. The magnitude was not. A useful reminder, as the program noted, that economic systems contain feedback loops that cancel effects one believes one is predicting.